This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors. Episode number 120 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Sestero. Today we have Good Neighbor Carmen Litzler from Concierge Pediatrics of Southwest Florida. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Excited to get to know you a little bit more and what you do. So why don't you start off by sharing a little bit about what you do over at Concierge Pediatrics?
Okay. So my practice is we're located in Estero. It's an integrative medicine practice. So I practice both holistic and Western medicine. We specialize in pediatrics, but we do see whole families. So we see their parents as well. We can treat whole families, which is nice. We have an office space in Estero. I also offer home visits and telehealth visits and all of that good stuff.
All the good stuff. Come and see it wherever you're at. That's nice. So how did you get involved in this industry?
Oh, gosh. I've been working in medicine almost 15 years. I've been a PA for a long, long time. It was kind of a weird jump. I actually had my first degree in business management and dance. I was a ballerina. I was going to have a dance studio. Yeah.
That's a little different.
Yeah. So a cousin of mine actually was a PA and working in Scotland, and he came home for Christmas and he was telling me about his career choice. And I was like, you know, maybe I want to look into that a little bit more. So I graduated with my business management degree and went back and got my bachelor's of science and worked and went to PA school. So I just kind of threw a curveball at me.
Sometimes what you think and what you follow as far as your passion is concerned are different. And that's, you know, you got to love what you do. So
exactly.
So we've all had, I want to say, some type of maybe challenge or obstacle from whether it's personally or opening a business along our journey. Is there something that happened along yours that you can look back at now and say, you know what? Okay. It's okay. I went through that.
Oh gosh. I think life gives you a lot of challenges, and I think that we grow from each individual,
Experience.
Yeah. I don't think that I can think of anything in particular. I mean, things that I think people go through, birth of your kiddos, death of a loved one.
But even as a business, opening your own business, that takes a lot of courage and, you know, and insight. Not everybody can do that.
Yeah. Well, I always said I was a better boss than an employee. So
you like to give the orders, right?
Yeah, I just businesswoman, you know. Yep. I see the way that medicine is kind of going in the States, and wanted to kind of allow people to have a resource that allows for their personal medical freedom and medical respects to the family and the family's wishes. And I think COVID opened a lot of our eyes to what's going on in the world.
Yes.
Yep. And I think a lot of people changed their viewpoint and have more of a holistic outlook now, which is nice. So I've kind of always toyed with the idea of opening my own business. But I think that just kind of, put my back against the wall, and I was like, okay, I think now it's time.
Right.
So even though it was time, it still wasn't easy. It has its own challenges. Right. But I love it. And I think that's the driving force. I love my families. I love my kiddos. I love the location. I love being a part of the community and giving back to the community. And just, you know, being a resource for parents out there for their little ones so that they have somewhere that they can go to where they feel safe and comfortable, you know, voicing their opinions and asking a million mom questions or dad questions. And I'm here for that. You know, I love that. So,
And again, you got to love what you do and be passionate and then provide that above and beyond customer service. So are there any myths or maybe misconceptions surrounding what you do that maybe we could clear up for our listeners?
Yeah. There's a lot of myths. Right?
I know,
especially around holistic medicine and that it doesn't work or it's not appropriate. And I think, you know, you have people who believe strongly one way or strongly the other, and I'm kind of in the middle. And I think that holistic medicine does help. I don't think, you know, that it's just wackadoodle medicine or whatever. I mean, you hear a lot of things, right. But it's ancient. It's, you know, you look at the whole body, the lifestyle, mental health, and you work with the person to create the best outcome. So I think that's one of the biggest myths is, you know, holistic health or herbal medicine isn't real medicine, and it is, which leads me to my next point. I think that being said, herbs are medicine, and yep, they do have side effects, and they aren't meant for everybody. Not every herb is meant for everybody. So we hear a lot of things on social media about, oh, try this new herb, and all the hype and stuff for, you know, on the mom groups, and don't do it, you know.
Talk
to your provider first, because it can have some negative lasting effects, and not every herb is for everybody. So even though it's good for some, it's not good for everybody. And just like Western medicine, people are used to taking pills and such, and not everything is for everybody. So herbs are medicine. But I think, yeah, that's the biggest misconception, is it's not real.
Yep. Yeah. I get it. I'm kind of on your side. It's, do you see any trends within the industry, things going on that are different nowadays than they used to be?
We can talk about this stuff all day.
All right.
Trends with what exactly?
Just with care and the way people are thinking about their care nowadays. I think you touched on it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think people are kind of going back old school. I think, you know, the old way of living and eating healthier and growing your own fruits and veggies and going back to herbal medicine. And I think all of that is coming back to the forefront, which I think is amazing. Staying away from a lot of the synthetic, you know, processed foods and medicines and all that. So I see a big shift, and I'm here for it. I love it.
Yeah, all the stuff we were taught growing up that was good for us is not good for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look historically at trends in medicine and you know, who backs them, I guess, per se. We got to be careful what we say. But historically, you see trends that pushes one way or the other. You know, you got to drink milk. You need your vitamin D. You can only get it through cow's milk and yada, yada. I mean, you see all these trends of all these different things that people need throughout the years. And it's interesting. And I love history. So I research a lot of the historic medicinal treatment in the States versus, say, Europe. So it's interesting. It's interesting to research when you see that.
Got a reference point to go back to of what used to work, what's changed, and why did it change, you know, and maybe we need to go back to some of that. So I get that.
So
on a lighter note, are you from Southwest Florida?
I'm originally from Michigan. I moved down in 2007.
The mitten, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. What brought you down here?
I went to Nova. I went to PA school down here.
Wow. And you decided to stay. You loved it so much.
I just stayed. I had family down here, so it was kind of an easy transition.
Nice. So living down here, I know you don't have a lot of free time, but what do you like to do in your free time?
when I'm not working.
Yes, yes, right.
I have a kiddo. I spend time with him, and I have a farm. Nice. So I'm with my animals and my garden and my kiddo. Oh, and
what do you got? Kind of animals you got out there?
Oh gosh, we have horses and chickens and cats and dogs and ducks and guinea hens and
wow,
turkeys.
You almost a zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is great. That's, you know, and that's, again, getting back to, you know, original roots. You know, I think a lot of people are going that way nowadays and trying to get back to a simpler lifestyle, per se.
Yeah.
So yeah. Is there one thing that you wish our listeners knew about what you do at Concierge Pediatrics that they don't know?
I don't know what they don't know, right?
Right.
But
what's the most common question you get?
I'm trying to think. I think the most common question would be, do I take insurance?
Yeah, right. Yep.
Everybody is still geared towards that insurance model.
Yep.
And I would say for that, no, I don't. I don't accept insurance. It's a monthly membership fee and it's all inclusive. So all the office visits and office testing, you can call or text me anytime, it's included. I feel like I'm more than reasonable comparatively in similar providers in the area. But that's probably my most asked question.
I'm sure.
My second one, you know, I respect medical freedom. I believe in the parents, you know, right to decide what's best for their kiddo, medical wise. That's another one. And the last one would probably be, am I holistic, you know, minded? And I think, yeah, I treat the whole body. I love holistic medicine. And I always practice that first and then Western medicine is indicated. So I think those are probably the three. And I am accepting new patients. So if anyone
that's
wants
important
to give me a call, I'm happy to chat.
Yeah. Speaking of which, how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested?
So they can call 239-565-0978. Or I have a website, Concierge Pediatrics of SWFL.com. Those, I think, are the easiest ways.
Perfect. Well, Carmen, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor, and hope to see you out in the community here soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.